Hello, Shackley family. Good evening. This is Master Coordinator Matt Paddock talking to you guys this evening from Wisconsin. And I want to thank you guys for joining us on our weekly Fast Track training call. We feel this is a fantastic way for you guys to plug in on a weekly basis and hear the best of the best from the field and what they're doing to have success in their Shackley business. We feel also that it's important to minimize the time that our business builders, are coming in and becoming gold ambassadors and the time with which they can break out as directors and help others do the same. So, again, we want to thank you for taking the time and making the effort to come and hang out with us this evening. We're scheduled. We have a great call for you lined up this evening. And I want to go ahead and jump right into it and introduce our guest speaker for this evening. His name is Zal Fink. Zal is, and his wife Ruthie are in California, senior executive coordinators, and having a ton of success right now. And they really exemplify what a Shackley business leader is, first and foremost giving up his time this evening to share some thoughts with you guys, but spent a little bit of time with Zal and in St. Louis, and they were coming across that stage an awful lot, and especially on Saturday night at the main recognition ball. So, Zal, welcome to the call tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, I know a little bit of your story. I know you and I were chatting a little bit earlier. We were talking about just getting back from Mexico and the incentive trip, and you and Ruthie were out in Napa Valley with Roger over your 25th wedding anniversary this fall and getting rewarded with that trip. And there's a lot of excitement going on in the field right now with Fast Track and the challenging economic crisis that people are having to deal with, and obviously the solution that we have to people's problems. I know your story a little bit, Zal, but I was wondering if you could just take a few minutes and kind of let everybody know who you are and how you got to be where you're at today.
Okay, cool. I consider myself a second-generation business leader, but I happen to be both generations, first and the second. Kind of an interesting story because back in 1979, I was desperate for an income, didn't have a car that ran, lived in a shack. I was one of those people that just needed $1,000 and I needed it now. And someone told me I could do it with this company. I got involved in what I would call at that time direct sales with Shackley. And I did it for a few years. My wife ran it for a few years. I went back to work in the corporate world finally and worked 20 years in the corporate world while the business sat on the back burner, and we always maintained that base minimum distributorship because of the fact that the products work. And I got to the point where I was involved in what I would call corporate burnout. I was the managing director of a $100 million company based in Chicago. I was earning a master coordinator income, but I was very far from a master coordinator lifestyle. And Roger bought the company, and I came to see him when he went around the country doing a tour, introducing himself, and I was floored. I saw a man with vision, and I saw somebody that I thought had done the research to show that the time was right. The time was now. So I needed to do something like this because I wanted to get to know my kids before they were out of the house, and I really hadn't known them. I had worked so hard in the corporate world and just slaved away for basically building somebody else's company. But I knew one thing. I didn't want to be confined to a local business this time around. I wanted to do things differently. I wanted a home business, but I didn't want to spend time in other people's homes and in hotels all the time. I knew what that was about. I had done it before, and I knew that there were a lot of people out there that were looking for something like that, and I knew technology was there, and I said if there was a way that I could use technology to focus on finding people who are looking for something different in their life, I could focus on building directors and build a recap, which is what I knew I needed to do. So I really kind of had to learn everything from scratch, went back to some training material that I saw from years and years ago that was put together by the successful masters back in the 70s. I adjusted everything using technology, and I realized I had to have a process that anybody could follow anywhere they're at because I wasn't going to have physical boundaries in my business, and I knew that they weren't going to either. So the focus was going to have to be on prospecting, working through big numbers to find leaders, using technology so that we were not limited regionally. And I also needed a way to follow the time-tested, proven principles for growth without having to conduct local meetings in my home or in hotels. So that's kind of where I started from. So over a period of about a year and a half, of experimenting and looking for things, trying this, trying that, doing a lot of testing, we basically created a closed-loop process. We called it for prospecting and recruiting. So by the end of 2005, that was in place, and in 2006, we started working on it. And the process was really broken down into three segments: expose, involve, and upgrade. So the premise was that our prospect has two questions. They're looking for something for extra income. They're looking to be able to stay at home like I was. They're looking to replace an income, and then we saw, as you know, over the last few years, the economy changing to the point where there are many people looking not just for a plan B or a retirement plan, but a plan A to replace what they just lost when they found out that, oh my, I've been working for this company for years and now it's gone. So the questions the prospect has are, is the business real? In other words, it's not a scam, it's a real thing, and can I do it? So that's what we came up with, is some way of exposing our prospects to what we call a general overview of the opportunity, the philosophy of the company, some of the unique differences that Roger saw that made him buy this company, and why he chose Shackley over others he looked at, because we feel that's the same reason why our prospects will probably choose our company over others. And we do this through a short 14-minute video, and it is online. And then we follow up with a phone call to determine the level of seriousness, and we go from there.
It's it's funny hearing your story, and it seems like we all can identify with one thing always at the beginning, and that was identifying with Roger's vision. And, taking that strong vision and then trying to say, how can we transfer this excitement and make it duplicatable for others? And I heard you start talking about numbers, Al, and it's amazing how we can shuffle through the numbers. And what technology allows us, from what I'm hearing from you, is it gives us this greater leveraging arm to be able to not just work with people in our own homes and our own towns, but people all the way across the country and across the globe as well. So that's a very, very powerful story. I know you and Ruthie are having an absolute ton of success right now, and really excited to continue to see you guys on the forefront and on the stage, and very, very soon master coordinators. So, Zal, if it's okay, what I'd like to do now is just kind of walk through two or three questions about some of the things that you do and your expertise, and how it might impact some of the people on the call tonight, probably me more than anybody, when we're talking about technology. Are you game for that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that'd be great. All right, so the first one that I want to do is I think some of the challenges that people have with working offline and online, how they can combine this thing together and how they work, is to understand first and foremost that, you know, Shackley is a high-touch business. And how do you help your team and for yourselves to effectively utilize a high-tech business in what really is a high-touch business model?
Great question. And here's the lesson I learned. When we first started with this, and really it was the beginning of 2006 when we started, I jumped in and started learning the skills necessary to talk to people over the phone, which I wasn't, that's nothing I was used to. And try to develop a relationship over the phone with somebody that you never met and you have no credibility with. Really different than working with people that you know, friends, family, neighbors, or even their friends, family, neighbors. And here's what happened. We personally sponsored, in those days they called it Fast Start. It was the equivalent of what we have today as the Gold Ambassadorship. It was a $299 starter pack. And we sponsored 61. Well, actually, I sponsored personal group 61 in a six-month period between beginning of January and June. So we actually were number one at the global conference in Fast Start, okay? We were recognized in that category. But here's the bad news. We're looking around, and nobody's duplicating. We had one person from that whole group that actually went on and did something. That was Lou Ann and Alan Salmon. They're in Kentucky. They're now senior coordinators, and they just took it and ran with it. But we knew something was missing. We knew that, okay, we know how to recruit, because if you can bring in those numbers of what will equivalent of gold ambassadors, that's great, but how do you get them to duplicate? Because this whole business is about duplication, and that's where what you just said came into play. It's a relationship business. It's not just a numbers sign them up business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we realized we needed to do more. So I went back to work, okay? That's when I pulled out all this training stuff. And a magic thing happened at that time for us. At the 50th anniversary conference, Shackley produced a DVD set that was based on the first Future Masters program that was called Advanced Training. I think it was called Advanced Training. That's what it was called. Three DVDs. So I took that, And I took some other material that I had from years past, dusted it off, and looked at it and said, you know, we got to teach the principles. The principles are always the same, okay? And we put together a training class. We started it with a telephone conference call, so that's how high-tech that was. And yet, it connected us with our people on a weekly basis. It taught them to set goals. It taught them vision casting, most important, skill building, so that they could learn how to do what we were doing, how you get good at talking to people at a distance over the phone. And then it was also used to get people into action immediately because we incorporated an accountability into the class where our people would give a company report what they did for the week. And we built this whole thing with realistic expectations that this is a business and you have to run it like a business and you have to approach it like a business with a real dead seriousness to it. And the participants would report every week to the group. And the groups were, you know, around 8 or 9 or 10 people. And the greatest benefit of this thing was connecting with people on a weekly basis, so we were creating relationship. But we were also getting into a recruiting habit, because in our minds, this business is simply one thing. It's a recruiting business. The minute you start, you're a recruiter. You're a professional recruiter looking to sort and filter through people to find out who's deadly serious about changing their life and then helping them do it. And we got them in the habit over a period of 3 months. If a person will stick with it and just keep doing the right things, which are unusual at first and a little uncomfortable at first, but by the time you get to the third month of it, if they're going to stick with it and do it, you have someone that will probably be pretty successful.
As I was listening to you, Zal, it was interesting because everything that you talked about, you know, and some people say, oh, well, you know, what's the secret? What's that deal? You know, really what you did is you isolated challenges, and we had the exact same thing. We were putting out gold ambassadors, but we weren't developing business leaders and creating a duplicatable system. People were coming and going. When we started to break down, and you gave a great balance of income-producing activities. You still got to bring people in, but then you have to provide some leadership and some training. And you talked about the advanced training DVDs. They were the number one tool that was available to Megan and I when we first got started. And every morning or every night, I would always say I would snuggle with Al Hagerman and Pat Hintz and Angel Torres and Jeannie Tuvel and Gary Burke, all those great leaders that were on that advanced training DVD. And now for us, that's Shackley University. I think it's this call tonight. This was a great call that you're joining us with. This is a tool that everybody in the Shackley family can utilize to help their brand new business builders get plugged in on a weekly basis to progress and move forward. So great answer. I love that because I think that applies no matter how you're building your business, whether it's high tech or it's low tech or somewhere in the middle. It seems like the balance always has to be there. Very, very cool. Okay.
The technology is only the way that the product is delivered. It's the same message. It's the same principles that have been with this company since probably the beginning.
That's huge. Now what I'd like to do, Zal, is there's some of us on the call that, man, we're right with you. We're really good with the internet. Man, maybe we've been involved in internet marketing, or you know, we're software designers, or we have really, really good feel on utilizing our computer properly. Then there's the middle of the road. Gosh, we have an idea. We can operate it. We can maybe turn on the switch and do what we need to do. And then there's some people on this call that honestly, you know, they cut and paste. That's just a foreign concept. And right clicking, left clicking. I'm just trying to get my email and look at a picture of my kids or my grandkids. You know, some of those challenges exist. If you took person one, someone that's very who considers some low aptitude towards utilizing a computer effectively, someone that's middle of the row, and then someone that's very, very high-tech savvy, what are some steps that you would give them to helping them build their business online?
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is I have to have someone that's willing to communicate with people. They've got to be willing to talk with people. If they're not willing to do that, it's not going to happen. If they can use a phone, they can probably do what we're doing online. Matter of fact, when we started, we didn't do webcast meetings and webcast training and all of that stuff. We started with conference calls, and anyone actually can go out right now and get a free conference line. So that's not hard to do, and it's not even a cost involved, other than the long-distance call probably to call into it. But what we've done is, and what I would tell anyone to do, is they don't need to be experts at any at designing programs or designing websites. There are tools that are out there that you can use. We use a web conference room. We subscribe to it. It's an annual fee, and we use it for all of our team events and all of our team all of our training. And we've got about 15, at least 15 a week going on. And anywhere in the country, or actually anywhere in the world, anyone can plug into these things. What do they need to know how to do? They need to know how to type their name in their login, and that's it. It's just, if you can get into the Shackley Member Center, you can actually develop a business on the Internet. You have the technology tools that you need for that.
Now, if you take somebody, do you find the time equal for someone that's, you know, low-tech compared to high-tech to, you know, utilizing your duplicatable system? Do you find somebody is a little bit slower because of how they use it, or does it seem pretty across the board, pretty even for someone to be able to tap into your system?
Listen, I gave an example earlier of a person that took off with this, Lou Ann Salmon in Kentucky and her husband Alan. I had to teach her how to cut and paste. That's it. I did that over the phone. I walked her through it. To cut and paste means to grab an address, copy it, and paste it into an email. Once she knew how to do that, she was off and running. So, yeah, there are times when we may have to get somebody just started that way. But after that, everything, once they know how to do that, there's really nothing else that they have to learn how to do. And you know what's really cool? Right now, Shackley has classes that you can call into to learn how to use iTrack, that kind of thing. And they'll teach you some of the fundamentals right there.
Speaking of Shackley and iTrack and some of the tools that they have to offer, what are some things that you feel are some of the top technology tools that Shackley has to offer that you're trying to instill with your team for them to make their businesses more effective and efficient?
We use everything that Shackley puts out. Obviously, the Member Center is a great place to know where you're at, to stay connected. iTrack, as it's been coming along, has been getting better and better as far as the tools that you can use to communicate with your group. We probably use a lot of different things that we use that, plus we use others also. It's face-to-face, or in our case, webcast-to-webcast. That's the communication. That's the relationship building that makes that we're going to tell you is the reason for the success of our team. Give you another example. We don't know each other in person. Most of us haven't met face to face. Our family reunion, as it were, is the global conference. We had almost 70 people registered for the global conference in St. Louis, and most of the people hadn't met each other face to face until they were there. But when we got there, we were like family. We knew all these people because we're communicating. We're in touch all the time. We have things going on all week, events going on all week, trainings going on all week. We're doing it on the web, so it's a webcast. Again, 3 years ago, we were doing it with conference calls before we discovered how we could do it on the web. So,
I'm glad you said that, because when I start to hear how you're doing things and getting your team in the St. Louis, it was very similar to what Megan and I did, where we wanted a place just where everyone could plug in. We wanted like a central hub. And because if I sponsor you, Zal, but then you go sponsor, you're just really excited. You don't really know what you're doing yet, but you go sponsor three or four different people, and maybe they sponsor a couple people as well. We want them to be able to hear the same language and the same story. And when you utilize a free conference call line, when you utilize a webcast or a go-to meeting or whatever that type of a center is, it's really neat to whether you're West Coast, East Coast, North, or South, to be able to have everybody together on the same page and create a kind of a team ownership type of a deal. So do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Zal, we got just a few minutes left, and the tools that you gave were huge. And to me, listening, if I was a spectator on the call tonight, your words are just so eloquently said, but it's a great reminder to everybody out here, whether you're brand new and you're driving for director on Fast Track, you're an executive coordinator, or if you've been around for 15, 20 years and you're a presidential master coordinator, is to understand whether you're doing your business online, offline, that you are utilizing the same tools just to make your business more effective, efficient, and what's the right fit for you. So as we leave here today, this is a busy month for a lot of people. Anyone that's sponsored at or before the Global Conference, November and closing this month is very important for people to try to break out on the Fast Track or try to soon break out in 6 months as a senior director to get the $1,000 or moving on down the line to executive coordinator. Just in the next few days, rolling up into Thanksgiving and next week, what would you give for some action step for somebody that's like, gosh, I really kind of want to step out of my mold and utilize technology a little bit more so that I can have a duplicatable system to communicate better with my team, to prospect better, to present better? What are some things that you would encourage people to do as we close?
Well, you know, I'm not going to encourage them to start going on a path of experimenting with technology over the next few weeks. I'm going to tell you this. And you're going to agree with me on this one, Matt. Over the next 5 weeks before the end of the year, what you want to do is use – this is how much technology you want to use. You want to use the phone, and you want to get as many people as you can exposed to what we're doing and the opportunity here, because when January hits, you're going to want to have a lot of people in action already, because that is when everything hits. All the New Year's resolutions and people are ready to change their lives and start doing something about it, whether it's losing weight, whether it's starting to work for an additional income, whether it's to change their career. And it's not so much that you want to be ready for it. You want to have a bunch of people in place ready for it. So you need to be, and we tell our team this is the time to prospect and recruit like you never did before. Because if you can get people started in the next 5 weeks, then they're going to be able to take advantage of the biggest months in recruiting.
And I think in saying that, probably a good add to that would be wherever you're at today, and I've said this before in video clips, audio clips, anything that I've ever said, we've never done anything magical. You know, I actually would have not been a Fast Track director or executive coordinator. We've just kind of, you know, really kind of dug in and kept working consistently. But the one thing that I've always assured myself and our team of, and it sounded like, you know, you were on the same vibe too, is that we're just trying to do things a little bit better today than we did yesterday. You know, we're not just going to dive in and I'm going to have 3 Mac computers in my office and I'm going to be Mr. Internet Marketer and have this amazing training system. But if you've never had a conference call line before, maybe that works for your team, for 3 or 4 or 5 people to get together once a week. Or, you know, if you've utilized that before, maybe take the next step to maybe utilize a web conference or a Skype or something like that to utilize your team. But does that kind of ring true to you too, Zal?
It does. It does. And it's important for people not to just drop what they're doing and go off and think that technology is different. You said it, and I think I said it earlier. We're doing the same thing. There was a part in a video, one of the videos on the incentive trip, I believe it's in that. There's a young couple there that says, we didn't do anything different. We just did more of it. And our team doesn't do anything different either. We just do it all online.
That's very well said, Zal. Well, you're obviously doing something right because you and Ruthie are having ultimate success, and you're definitely maximizing your potential as you guys have been moving forward and bringing, what was it, 7 teams to Mexico?
6.
6 teams to Mexico.
But you know what? They brought extra people because we had some that qualified more than one.
Well, that's
more than 2 people, rather.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
It was wonderful.
Well, Zal, thanks for hanging out with me. I think as people get off this call, they're going to say it was one of the best. I was really fired up to have a chance to talk to you, and look forward to seeing you really soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Zal. All right, you guys. Well, thanks again for being with us tonight. This was a fantastic Fast Track call. We'll be back here again next week with one of the best speakers that we have to offer in the Shackley field to make sure that you're plugged in and you're getting just a couple of nuggets of information, of knowledge, or something that's going to move you into action this week. So, again, take Zal's advice and get on the call, because we're in some pretty challenging times and people are looking for us a lot harder than we're looking for them. Again, this is Matt Paddock, and we want to thank you again for joining us and look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC, income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.